morning, everyone. That was a beautiful dance, right? Didn't you want to do that too? Right? What a powerful name it is, in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for doing that. And thank you for the worship. I notice every time I come here, one thing is missing. That's choir. I guess this is a break for them. But I love the choir singing together as unison. I just love it. Just like the psalm we read that says, I'd rather dwell in the house of the Lord than a thousand other places. This is a good place to be. Amen? Now you can translate that.
Okay. 今天是没有佳音的诗班的敬拜，但是很好，他们可以休息一下，就像今天我们读的诗篇一样，我们在神的殿中一天就剩世上的千日。In the
psalm, it says something that's very, very interesting that some of you may have picked up. God refers to himself as God of Jacob.
在诗篇里面说神是以色列雅各的神。
Isn't that interesting? It's not God of Abraham, it's not God of Isaac, but God of Jacob, Jacob the deceiver.
在这个诗篇里面特别强调的说是神是雅各的神，他没有特别强调神是亚伯拉罕和以撒。You
notice in the Bible that at some point God continues to remind everyone that whenever he refers to himself, instead of saying God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when he only uses one of those names, he always refers to himself as God of Jacob.
就在圣经里面很多地方的话，神特别强调他是雅各的神。
Why Jacob? Jacob lied, Jacob cheated, and yet God says, I'm going to connect myself with him.
就是雅各，我们知道在雅各的圣经里面讲他是一个欺骗者，但是神却是特别强调他是雅各的神。
And I think today's sermon will help you to understand why this name of Jesus is so beautiful, that he will even say he is God of Sam, he is God of Paul, he is God of you.
今天我们的正道是会帮助我们理解，就是说神是我们每个人单独的神，他是我的神，也是你的神。And
I think that's why the grace is so amazing.
这就是为什么说恩典是如此的奇妙。When
my kids were little, like 5 or 6 years old, I would come from church and I'll get home and you hear a rustling, and they hide themselves in this box that was in the middle of our living room.
当我的孩子还是比较小的时候，大概5-6岁的时候，他们就是喜欢和我玩捉迷藏的游戏。我回下班回家以后，你可以听到这种声音，他们就隐藏起来。And
you know they're there because you hear the giggle, you hear the lid like flipping back and forth a little bit, but I acted like I didn't know where they were.
就是你是玩完作为大人，你完全知道他们在那里，就是你可以听到他们的笑声，你可以看到他们藏的那个盒子那个盖子也在微微的震动。Yeah,
Nathan, where are you? Ethan, Esther, where are you? I know where they're at, but they don't know that I know that where they're at.
就是我就会叫他名字说，Ethan，还有那个Esther，你们在藏在哪里？但其实我是知道他们在哪里的。They
were convinced that their dad didn't know where they were.
他们却确实坚信，就是说，在他们那个年纪，他们的父亲并不知道他们藏在哪里。About
the same time, my boys really liked to watch Power Rangers, and Esther got into it because they have Pink Ranger too.
在那段时间的话，好像是那个超级战士这个动画系列比较流行，我的孩子们都很喜欢。And
I would lie on the floor to read book, and then my boys would jump off the couch and then land on my back with the knee first.
就是说有时候我会在躺在地上来读圣经，但我的孩子们为了跟我玩这个游戏的话，他们就经常从那个沙发上跳起来，然后经常是他们的膝盖就冲过来向我冲来。I
think the backache I have right now is from that moment.
就我现在有时候会有背痛，可能就是从那时候造成的。And
then once in a while we'll wrestle on the floor.
有时候我们也会和我的孩子一起在 地板上就跟他们一起来play这个超级战士的游戏。
And guess who wins?
你可以猜想谁会赢这个缠斗。
Kids always win.
就是我的孩子总是会赢。
And the funny part is they actually think they won.
这个比较有趣的事情，他们是真正的认为他们确实是赢了。
Right. They have their hands up, they're like, yeah, we beat that.
他们就是赢了以后的话，那双手欢呼是。 前后说我把我们的父亲打败了。
And you and I know better that I beat them, right? I can't beat a five-year-old, right?
但我们是知道事实的真相是什么样子的。
I tell you that story because I think a lot of times we treat sin like that. We want to hide it. We think we can overcome it with our own strength.
有时候我们对待罪也是同样的办法，我们有时候会把它隐藏起来，或者以为是我们依靠自己的力量就可以克服罪。
We tell ourselves, if I'm just good enough, if I just do more for God, then He will probably not care about the other thing that I did.
有时候我们会告诉自己说，如果我足够的好，如果我做更多的事情，然后神的话就会忽视掉我有些犯罪的情况。
But James quickly pops that, and he says in James chapter 2, verse 10, For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one is guilty of breaking all of it.
但是雅各告诉我们说，就是这样的理解是不对的。他在雅各书二章十节说，因为凡遵守全律法的，只要在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。I
read that the Jewish community at the time has 600 laws, and what James is saying is, you can do 599 perfectly, but you mess up on one, you've broken all of them.
就是在旧约里面有600多条律法。 这个雅各就告诉我们说，如果你是遵守了其中的599条，但是干犯了其中的一条，你就相当于你是触犯了所有的律法。
We like to measure guilt in degrees, right? That thing there is not bad enough so you can go, but that thing there is so bad you need to go to jail. And that's how our judicial system works.
就是我们在对待罪的时候，有时像我们在世上这个法院的系统一样，就是说是有时候我们把罪分成不同的等级，有些罪是可以的，有些罪是不行的。But
God says one or many, one will break them all, which makes all of us guilty before God.
但是神却告诉我们说，我们干犯了其中的一条，就相当于干犯所有的律法，这样就是说我们每个人都是有罪的。Which
begs the question, what is guilt?
这就是让我们问，就是说不得不问是罪疚到底是什么？What
is the difference between false and true guilt?
真正的罪疚和这个虚假的罪疚到底是区别在哪里？Because
when it comes to guilt, we all experience that. It's that deep down struggle that we have, the heaviness, the burden of that drags us down.
就是我们论到罪疚的时候，我们都会有这样的经历，就是我们的心里面好像担负了无穷多的重担，这样让我们。
It's a feeling that David describes in Psalm 38 that says, My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear.
就是在像大卫的诗篇里这样讲的，诗篇38章4节说，我的罪孽高过我的头，如同重担，叫我担当不起。
And all of us know what that feels like. We've all said it. I hope nobody finds out.
我们都曾经有这样的经历，我们犯罪，我们希望是没有人能够知道我们所犯的罪。
But God is not allowing guilt in our life as a punishment, but God allows it so that it's a warning sign for us, telling us that something is not right inside.
但是神让我们有这种罪疚的感觉，不是为了惩罚我们，而是让我们知道在我们的生命中有些地方并不正确。
I think I told you, but a long time ago, I used to drive a church van that had engine light on.
我曾经告诉过这样的故事，在以前在服事的时候，我开着一个教会的这个面包车，这个面包车的话，时常有这个检查引擎的这个灯会一直亮着。
And I told the church the engine light is on, do something, and they kept telling me it's okay, it's been on for a while, it's just it's a glitch, don't worry about it.
我经常告诉这个教会说是这个引擎的灯是亮着，我们需要做点事情，但是这个教会的人却告诉我说，不用担心，这个事情这个灯是一直在亮着，没有问题的，接着开。So
one summer I packed the van with kids and from LA to San Francisco we were driving to do mission work at YWAM.
就是有一个暑假我在开着教会这个车带上所有的青少年从 要从洛杉矶开到旧金山来参加一些青少年的服饰。
And on the way out of LA, you have to climb that grapevine, and about halfway up, you hear bang, and then you see metals flying behind you and the smoke coming out. I pull over to the side, look under the engine, and there is a hole the size of your fist under the engine.
就是在从洛杉矶，我们都知道，在那个要去。 旧金山的路上有一段要爬一段山路，结果就在爬山路的过程中， 爬到一半的时候，我突然听到一个很大的声音，然后是也冒烟，然后我停下车来一看，发觉是在这个引擎下面有一个洞，像拳头那么大。
And we towed that van from that point to all the way to Irvine. It cost us hundreds of dollars.
我们因为是这个车坏掉的话，我们不得不叫来拖车公司把这个车从洛杉矶这边拖回到 Irvine， 这个是花了好几百块钱。
What could have been solved with a simple tune-up cost us hundreds of dollars because we didn't want to deal with it.
一个本来的话有可能是做一个简单的这个修理的话，就可能会解决这个问题。结果我们是一直拖延，最终的话花了很多钱，好几百块。
The guilt is there to warn us. It's not there to drag us down. It's sort of like an X-ray. When you have a broken arm, you take an X-ray. It shows you you have a broken arm, but X-ray can never heal you. Just like guilt, guilt tells us that there's something wrong inside, but it can never heal you.
就是罪疚的感觉不是为了惩罚我们，而让我们知道，就是我们生命中有些地方是不正确，和神有些脱离，就像 X 光一样。他能够知道让我们有我们的骨骼可能断裂了，但这个罪疚本身并不能治愈我们。
And before we dive deeper into what I want to share today, let me just share with you what is false guilt and what is real guilt.
在我们继续深入之前，我们来区分一下到底什么是真正的罪疚和虚假的罪疚。
False guilt is having that engine light on when there's nothing wrong with your car.
错误虚假的罪疚就是说好像这个检查引擎的灯是亮了，但其实这只是你的引擎并没有问题。
In the Christian living, it shows up like this: I should have done more. I need to do more. I haven't done enough. Why can't I do it like him? The comparison game.
在我们基督徒的生活中，这个虚假的罪疚经常显现出来，就是说我做的不够好。我们在做横向的比较，说我没有像别的某人做的那样。
Some people say I always feel guilty. I don't know why.And that's false guilt. It's like a spam mail. Not good enough. Not secure enough. Not spiritual enough. Not enough of anything.
就是有些人会经常说，我有罪的感觉，但我不能够确实的确定到底这个罪疚感觉从哪里来。就像呢，我们收到一种垃圾的邮件一样，这个事情就是说我总是不够好，不够那个属灵。
Sometimes that kind of guilt comes out because of what somebody else had said to you many, many years ago.Other times it shows up because we can't leave the past in the past. But no matter what, it just stays with you. And what happens is that that voice overrides God's promise.
有时候这个罪疚的感觉是因为别人在很久以前曾经说过的事情，或者是我们拒绝把过去放开，忘掉过去。但是最终的结果还是这种罪疚的感觉，让我们时常与我们同在的话，反而把神的恩典给遮盖。
It even shows up in the church. Sometimes what Christ has done for us ought to give us freedom. Because in the church, we have based our life on the rules, we feel so burdened instead of being free. God tells us, for freedom, Christ died on the cross. In Galatians, we're dealing with this idea that I have to do more. Jesus is not enough. Cross is not enough. So I have to do more. So Paul comes along and says, after beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?
就是在教会的生活中，这个虚假的罪疚显现出来的话，就是说是我们是负担是经常是追求各种各样的教条，总觉得我们做的不够多，我们需要希望是通过自己的努力来获得神的认可。就像在加拉太书三章第三节说，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？
Let me give you three quick questions that you can ask yourself to identify if it's true or false guilt. And I'll go through it pretty quickly.
我们给大家分享三个问题，这样的话就会帮你能够区别是真正的罪疚还是虚假的罪疚。
False. Here's the question. First one: Is the focus of the source of that guilt focus on people or on God?
就是你的罪疚的这个根源是让你更加关注于人还是更加关注神。
The false guilt starts with people and the expectations they have, their opinion, their judgment about who you are. True guilt comes from God and is based on what he says.
就是虚假的罪疚经常往往来自于人，就是别人曾经说了什么或者别人的意见，然后真正的罪疚是来自于神，是圣经上告诉我们应该怎么样做。
What false guilt does is that they always look for other people's approval, another pat on the back, good job. And you want validation from other people, and pretty soon you're addicted to it. You want more and more and more. And the way it shows up is that you may serve in the church and you wonder why isn't anybody recognizing it.
就是虚假的罪就经常的话需要的是人的认可就是人对你说你做得很好或者在肩上拍你一下说你做得很不错结果时间久了以后我们在服事中往往是为了取得人的认可而不是真正的来敬拜神时间久了以后而且你会有这种感觉就是说为什么我做了这么多为什么没有人来赞扬我
And that's a horrible way to live because that's exhausting. I can't even meet my own expectation let alone everyone else's expectation.
这是一个很错误的方式来过基督徒的生活我们自己的期望有时候也会过高然后再加上别人眼中的期望的话这样会我们是一种不堪重负
So when you have guilt, is that true or is that false? You have to understand who are you living for? Are you living for God or are you living for people?
当你有负罪疚感的时候你要区分到底是虚假的罪疚还是真正的罪疚你到底是为人而活还是为神而活
Another question you can ask is that specific or is that vague?
另外一个问题你可以说这个罪疚的感是不是很具体还是模模糊糊?
A lot of times some people say, oh, I feel guilty, but I don't know why.
有时候很多时候大家说是我有人会说我有很重的负罪感但我不知道到底是什么
And that's not God.
往往这种情况下就不是来自于神
When God convicts you, he doesn't make you guess. He brings that topic to you again and again.
当真正的罪疚是来自于神的话神会让你确信他会把同样的信息一次又一次带到你的面前
Sometimes it shows up in a sermon. If you've ever listened to a sermon and you thought, man, does he know what's going on in my life? That's probably God convicting your heart. Other times the song you sing, maybe it's a friend that you meet and she has no idea what's going on in your life, but somehow the topic goes back to the area that God wants you to deal with.
你可能会有这样的感觉在听一个牧师布道的时候你会感觉哇这个牧师是不是知道我生活中正在发生的事情因为我感觉这个布道就好像针对我而言有时候也可能是我们唱的圣诗有时候也可能是来自于我们的朋友
I remember preaching a series on purity as Christians in the middle of that series I got a call from a man he was sobbing on the other end and he was just confessing He said every sermon felt like God was telling me because at the time he was having an affair. And he said, I knew he was talking to me. That's conviction. God is pointing a laser light upon his sin and saying, hey, deal with that.
我记得以前我曾经是讲过一个布道的系列是关于过圣洁的生活。 在我布道的过程中有一个人打电话过来他在电话的那一端他在哭因为这个人他感觉这个 我的讲到这个系列就是针对他而言因为他当时在欺骗他的太太这个如果是来自于神的这种真正的负罪感神会让他清晰的没有错误的让你明白过来
Third question is it about rules or relationship?
另外问题我们可以问到底是真正的罪疚和虚假的罪疚是关于是条条框框的还是关于和神和人的关系
False guilt is always oriented towards the law, and the Bible says law kills. But real guilt focuses on, did I hurt God? Did I hurt the people I love? Even did I hurt myself?
虚假的罪疚管往往是专注在律法的条文上面，但我们知道说律法是叫人死的，然后真正来自神的罪疚是更注重与神和与人的关系。我们是不是这种罪，因为我们的罪？ 带来与神的隔离，或者是带来对人和对自己的伤害。And
the way that we deal with this guilt is very different from the way that God deals with it.
我们对待罪疚的处理的办法和神对罪疚的处理的办法往往是完全不同的。And
we find how Adam and Eve dealt with it, and we still repeat what they did. Just go read Genesis chapter 3, and they do three things.
亚当和夏娃是怎么对待罪疚的感觉的话，我们回到那个创世纪的时候，我们就知道，亚当夏娃所做的，我们也经常重复同样的办法。
Do you remember that chapter where Adam and Eve sins and they go and they cover themselves with fig leaves and then they hide? And when God comes and asks them, why, Adam, did you do this? What did he say? He owned up to his guilt. What did he do? He pointed to the woman. And he didn't even say the woman. He said, the woman you gave me did this. And the woman said, the serpent did this. And then serpent couldn't speak, so he couldn't blame anybody. Right?
我们知道这个创世纪这个故事的话 就是当那个亚当和夏娃出现这个 吃了这个智慧果子之后，他们做的第一件事情就是隐藏起来。他们妄图用这个无花果把自己遮盖起来。然后他们会藏起来。当神问他你为什么这样做的时候，他们又会互相指责。然后亚当就说是因为那个你给我创造的女人让我引诱我吃了这个。然后夏娃的话就来指责这个。
And you notice we still do this. We enter into shame, that sinking feeling that I've messed up, I feel awful. Maybe if I punish myself enough, I'll feel better.
就是我们经常现在还这样做，就是说我们会有羞愧的感觉，我们会有这种负罪的心理，说如果我来自我惩罚的话，或者自我惩罚足够多的话，这样的话神就会网开一面。
And then they hid, just like us. We try to hide it. When guilt comes, we try to push it down. We try to cover that engine light in the dashboard, but covering that engine light does not solve the problem under the hood.
还有我们喜欢我们处理罪疚的办法是把它隐藏起来，就好像是我们汽车的仪表盘有检查引擎的灯，我们却愿意是希望是把它遮盖起来，这样的话我们就看不到这个检查引擎的灯了。
And the third thing we do is we blame other people. Adam said it's Eve. Eve said it's the serpent. And we still do that. It happens all the time, even in your families. When you fight with your spouse, sometimes people say stuff like this. It's your family side. It's your problem. He is just like you.
就是我们今天的话，也另外一个我们经常做的就是指责别人，却不是神是我们自己。我们就像亚当指责夏娃，夏娃指责。 这个蛇一样，然后在我们自己的家庭里面，我们经常彼此争吵的时候，也会彼此指责对方。
Yeah, we love blaming. Kamala Harris just wrote a book, 107 Days.
就是美国的前面的副总统，民主党副总统候选人Harris，他写了一本自传，说107天。
I haven't read that book, but Bill Maher, who is a political commentary person, he said this. He said, I want to retitle that book. I'm going to retitle it, Everyone Sucks But Me.
就是我没有看过这本书，但是Bill Maher是一个美国的一个政治评论家。他看了之后说，他觉得这个他的自传的更好的一个这个书名应该是，别人都很糟糕，除了我以外。
It's not a political commentary. I'm just letting you know, even at the highest office in our government, the people are blaming other people.
即使是就是说我们彼此指责这种倾向，不仅仅限于我们，即使在我们政府的最高层的话，他们也会经常这样指责别人。I'm
reminded of my first car that I drove. It was a stick shift. Anybody here still drive stick shift?
我的第一辆车的话是一个手动的车。I
bet you some of the young people don't know what I'm even talking about.
可能现在的年轻人都不知道我到底在说什么。Right?
I just want to say a real man drives stick shift. Okay. I used to drive MG, which is like a Miata, small car, convertible, and it had a stick shift. And I was driving near Daly City, about 10 minutes away from my home, and the clutch gave out.
我过去第一辆车是一个敞篷车，像是日本的Miata那个车一样。但有一天我正在开车回家的路上，在快到家的时候，我的那个变速器坏掉了。
So just to let some people who doesn't know what I'm talking about in, most of us drive automatic. So if you press the accelerator, the gear shift happens automatically. That's why it's called automatic. But in a stick shift, you have to change it yourself. And my stick was stuck in gear one.
就是说是自动，我们现在开的车都是自动变速的车，自动变速的车就是在你踩油门的时候，这个车里面会自动的把它那个齿轮从低速调到高速，然后如果是手动车的话，你必须自己把它从低速，比如第一档挂到更高的档，在你速度更高的时候，但我的车当时是被就是停在第一档，上不到别的高档上面去。
And all of a sudden, I'm driving 5 miles an hour on I-280, causing traffic.
就是突然的时候，因为是我的车的档挂不上去，所以说在高速上面，280那个高速上面，我只能开5英里一小时，这后面是很长的这个交通堵塞。And
by and large, that's what happens when we ignore guilt. There's a point where it damages us to a point where it doesn't just hurt us, but it hurts the people around us.
这就是我们往往是，如果我们是对罪疚不去处理的话。 它到某种程度上就会造来严重的后果，不仅是对我们自己不利，然后对我们周边的人也会造来严重的负面的后果。
See, shame won't fix it, hiding won't fix it, blaming won't fix it. So here's a question, where do you go when you have guilt in your heart? What people do is they try to deal with it themselves, and as a last resort, they go to God. What I want to suggest to you today is go to God first and avoid all that other burdensome activities that we go through.
就是我们人处理罪疚的感觉，就是像刚才说的，我们会把它隐藏起来，我们是靠自己的这个互相指责别人，但这些事情的话都不能真正的解决问题，是我们真正的办法，我们要依靠神来解决guilty 这个罪疚的办法。
So I want to close today with this point here. What is God's way of dealing with guilt? When I about 30 plus years ago, when I accepted Jesus Christ, somebody shared with me 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
就是在三十多年前的时候，我真正的受到呼召归信主。有人是跟我分享了这个约翰一书一章九节的这样经文，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This verse says three things to us, right? If we confess our sins, that's our part. He is faithful to forgive, that's God's part. He will forgive us, that's His promise.
这个经文有三部分，就是说我们需要做的是，我们也要认罪，然后是神必赦免我们的罪，这是他的这个位格所在。然后他同时告诉我们，他必洗净我们一切的不义，这是他的神的应许。
So it starts with if we confess, that's where we start. Not by confessing our struggle, not by confessing how much pain there is, but confessing the sin and calling it what it is.
就说我们开始这个医治罪疚的第一步是认罪，不是讲我们是这个罪给我们带来多么严重的后果，而是真真正正的认罪。
Psalm 69 says, God, you know my folly, my guilt is not hidden from you.
就在诗篇六十九章五节说，神啊，你我的愚昧你原知道，我的罪前不能隐瞒。
So don't try to hide it. There's no point. God already knows. I know I've done this. I've done something wrong, and I know I have to repent. While repenting, I soften my language as if God doesn't know.
我们经常这样做，就是有时候我们在认罪的时候，我们会愿意用把自己的罪，就是说大事化小，小事化了。但是神是真正知道我们所犯的罪的，我们不需要这样做。
God knows, so don't pretend that He doesn't. Just go to God and confess. One of the things that I used to make our youth kids do, not here, but when I was a youth pastor, is to write down their sins. And then they can nail it to the cross or they can throw it in the campfire and burn it up, because that's exactly what happens when we confess our sins before the Lord and repent.
就是神是全知全能的，我们所做的一切的罪他都是完全知道的。我们有时候应该像我以前我在做青少年牧师的时候，我们说希望带领青少年做这样的事情，就把我们的罪完完全全写下来，然后把这个罪这个纸条钉在石架上，或者把它扔在这个篝火里面，这样的罪做一个了结。
And step two is that you have to share this. This is really, really hard here. The sharing part is hard for us, but James says this. James says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Some of our sicknesses, spiritual and physical, comes because we cook up this guilt inside of us and we don't release it.
然后第二步也很重要的话，就是说我们要彼此互相的认罪和代祷。雅各书在五章十六节说，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
One of the youth kids that I used to serve at, a senior, was dealing with, he was addicted to pornography online, and he finally overcame through Christ, and one of the books that he received called Every Man's Struggle. During a retreat, I called all the boys together. If I did it, none of them will show up because they're kind of ashamed. But I said, hey, your older brother, right, Gaga, I guess, will show up. He's going to tell you how he overcame pornography. If you guys are interested, come. We had about 60 or 70 boys during that retreat, and almost all of them showed up.
就是当时有一个在我带领的这个青少年施工里面有一个比较高年级的学生，他当时有一个就是陷入在网上这个色情的这个捆绑里面，但是他靠着圣灵，靠着一本书， 他能改变这一点，然后是我就呼吁这个当时我带领的这个青少年团契，就是说他会来分享，结果那一次就会有60多个人这个青少年来参加他的分享，但是如果是我的话来做这样的分享，可能就不会有这么大的反响。
If I did it, I don't think those boys would have shown up. But because one of their peers is sharing, they all showed up. And during that time, not all of them, but a lot of them, Jesus found his way and met them and healed them.
就是说，如果是我来分享的话，可能是反响会比较少。但是因为是他们的同伴，应该是跟他们比较经历比较类似，这样做这样的分享，结果在那一次。这个营会的时候就有很多人愿意呼召接受主耶稣。
And then third step is that now you have to live in grace.
最后一步就是我们要活在恩典里。
I once asked a new believer, why are you fighting sin right now when it was okay and you didn't even bother to think about it before Jesus Christ? And his answer was very simple, I don't want to hurt God.
有一次我是问一个这个刚刚信主的一个基督徒，就是说为什么你现在在和罪在做征战，而以前的话这些你正在征战的罪并不影响你。他的回答很简单但是很正确，就是说他不愿意让神失望。
That's grace, right? It doesn't give you permission to sin, but it changes your heart so you won't want to sin.
这就是恩典，他会改变你的心思意念，你使你不愿意再继续犯罪。
All the husbands and wives,Why do you not have affairs?
就是说你如果在现在的婚姻关系中，你愿为什么是不愿意就说有婚外情？
Because you're scared of your wife? You're scared of your husband? No, you don't want to do that because you love your husband and you love your wife. And love sustains and contains you from hurting her.
我们之所以在这种关系里面不愿意去有婚外情，不是因为是我们害怕我们的配偶，而是因为我们出于爱，我们因为爱是这样改变我们的行为，使我们有自我控制。
Yeah, I think my wife is pretty amazing. I got the better half, right? And I think my kids are pretty amazing. I think the church is amazing. Our elders are great. But the reason I don't sin is not because, not that I don't sin, but the reason I don't do certain things, not because I'm afraid I might lose all this. No, I don't because I love what God has done here and I love my family.
就是我现在的话，我的太太是是更好的另外一半，我的孩子也很好，然后我的教会里面的同工和长老等等一切都是很好，但我不愿意做某些让神不高兴的事情，是因为不是因为是害怕失去这些，而是因为是我不愿意让神失望。
So first thing you gotta do is you gotta confess, and secondly you have to trust God's character.
就是第一步我们要认罪，第二步是要相信神的位格。
So the Bible says, let us draw near to God with sincere heart, with full assurance that faith brings.
就是这个希伯来书说是让我们存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
When I was in junior high, I was going to a church in San Francisco.And our youth pastor took us to an ice rink in Fremont.
当我在就是在高中高中的时候，我们的这个青少年的牧师带领我们到Fremont， 就是现在这个地方去做滑冰。
So us kids were really, really excited, and you know it's a 45-minute drive, and on the way we're telling story, we're laughing, a lot of energy, and then one of the kids decides to share a horror story, how some girl fell on the ice.And she lost her finger because a blade went over her hand.
就是当时是从旧金山开到弗利蒙的话需要45分钟，我们每个人都很兴奋，我们在彼此互相就是讲述个人的故事。其中有一个就是我们的同伴就讲了一个故事，说是一个很恐怖的事情，有一个女孩子在滑冰的时候摔在冰上，结果是那个冰刀就从她的手指上划过，就把她切断了。
So when we finally got to the skating rink, I told myself, that's not going to happen to me. I'm not going to have my finger sliced.
就是到了我们这个滑冰场以后，我对我自己说是，我不能会让这个发生在女孩子这个身上的事情发生在我身上，我绝对这
So you know what I did that night? That night I got my skate, I went into the ice rink, held on to the side, and I went around two times. And then I went and played video games.
就那天晚上的话, 就是我特别的小心翼翼, 我穿上我的这个冰刀, 但是我是一直是只是在扶着, 就是冰场旁边周围的这个, 栏杆, 这样转了两圈以后, 然后我就, 开始坐在旁边, 卸下冰刀, 不再滑了, 然后是在玩我的, 电子游戏。
That's why I got my fingers.
首先呢我的这个手指还是很完全的。
But did I skate that night? Of course not. Some of my friends fell, they got up, they fell, they got up. By end of the night, they were gliding on that ice. Freedom!
就是当时我是虽然是保全了我的手指，但是我的当时很多同伴，他们那天晚上是摔了跤起来，摔跤再起来，结果是在他们最后这个活动结束的时候，他们可以自由地在冰上滑行。
A lot of Christians live their life the way I skated that night. We hold on to the rail called law. We hold on to the rules. And we go around life without freedom because we're so scared. And you don't let go, so you don't experience the freedom of Jesus Christ, but instead you experience the weightiness of the law. And you feel guilty, and you don't know what to do with it.
就很多基督徒现在过这样生活的话, 也就像我当天晚上在滑冰的时候, 我们没有, 就不愿意放开, 我们这个是, 遵守的是条条框框, 结果我们在生活里面经常感受到的不是在耶稣基督里面的自由, 反而是这个律法的沉重。
I tell you what, the only way to skate is through grace. Are you going to fall? Of course. But you know what? God will be there to lift you back up and teach you to move forward again.
我们唯一的真正的过基督徒的生活是在恩典里面的话, 我们会跌倒, 但是在神的恩典里, 我们可以站起, 继续前行。
And before long, you're going to learn how to glide on that ice. As followers of Jesus Christ.
如果我们真正的在耶稣基督里面有自由的话, 我们就可以像滑冰一样, 我们最终的话, 跌倒以后, 我们可以滑行。
In other words, you have to trust this God that we believe in. Not in your ability to obey law, but your love by God. And when you do break it, God will forgive you.
信我们的神, 不是因为是我们这个律法, 而是因为是我们向着神的完全的赦罪的大爱。 我们即使是跌倒,
you know why we experience guilt is because deep inside we all want to be perfect.
我们之所以能够会有这种罪疚感受在我们的心里面的话, 我们都希望能够追求完美。
That's why we have regrets. That's why we have guilt. Because we messed up when we didn't want to.
这是为什么我们会有这种遗憾, 会有这种罪疚感, 因为我们知道我们曾经做错了。
And we can never obey law perfectly, at least not until Jesus comes.
我们永远也不可能完完全全遵守所有的律法, 除非是耶稣基督再来的时候。
So instead of holding on to the rail throughout your life, let go and trust God.
就说是不是要就是说是完全是遵照律法, 而是应该完全信靠耶稣基督的慈爱和恩典。
How many of you drove to church perfectly obeying the street driving law?
就是今天早上我们在教会的时候，我们是不是有人就是完完全全的遵守的这种交通法则？
I bet you all of us broke it, and you're glad the police didn't find you.
应该是很多人我们就会经常超速，但是你很高兴就是警察并没有抓到你。
I mean, right here, I think it's 35 or 25 miles an hour. Sometimes I see people drive into the church parking lot. Boom. Right? It's dangerous. Right? Because I don't know why, but we want to break laws for some reason.
就是我们教会前面这条路上的话，这个限速应该是25英里一小时，但是我经常发现呢，大家会开到35或者40，而且有时候我们在从开进教会停车场的时候，我们的速度并没有减下来，不知道什么原因，我们总是喜欢这个犯罪。
When the freeway says 65, how fast do you drive? 75? See, I think that's slow for some of us. Some of you drive like 90 miles an hour. And you know what you do while you're doing that? You're looking at the mirror, you're looking for the police officers. And you're not even enjoying the 90 miles. You're scared that you might get caught.
就是说是在高速限速是65英里的时候，你们是大家通常会开到75，有些人的话可能会开到90。在开到这么高速的时候，一方面我们是可能会是看着这个后视镜看有没有警察在那里，但是我们虽然比较紧张，但可能有时候会心里面在享受这种犯罪的过程。
Third thing Bible tells us is that not only trust God but accept God's forgiveness.
第三个就是我们不仅要相信神，而且要接受神的赦免。
The Bible tells us that He is faithful to forgive us not some but all unrighteousness, and that word all changes everything.
圣经告诉我们说，神会赦免我们的罪，神是信实的会赦免我们，不是赦免我们有些罪，而是赦免我们一切的罪。
The Bible tells in John chapter 3:18, whoever believes in Him is not condemned.
在约翰福音告诉我们说，信他的就不再被定罪。
If you stake your hope in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, you're not condemned yesterday, today, or tomorrow, because it is paid in full.
如果我们真正的相信耶稣基督的受死和复活的话，这样我们就会确信，我们过去的罪、今天的罪和将来所有的罪，神就会完完全全的赦免。
God says all your sins are forgiven in full. Don't.Be condemned. And sometimes we condemn ourselves when God is not even condemning us.
神明明确确地告诉我们，所有的罪都得到了赦免。有时候我们仍然会这样去谴责我们自己。
Does that mean we'll never sin? Of course not. We all will stumble again and again until we see Jesus Christ. But when we do stumble, we have Jesus who will forgive us, so we can start again.
这并不是说我们不再会犯罪，而是说。我们仍然会犯罪，但是我们所有的犯罪在耶稣基督里面都会得到完完全全的赦免。
Imagine you maxing out your Visa card that has a limit of $1 million.
就设想如果是你的信用卡就完完全全的这个超支，可能是用了100万。
You maxed it out. Anybody here maxed out your credit card?
就是大家是不是
？Because you're gonna need help.
就把你信用卡的这个额度完全用完。
I mean, 24% interest is ridiculous. But let's say you owe $1 million to Mr. Visa and you get a mail, and on top of that mail, you open it up, you look at it, on that statement, on top it says paid in full.
就可以设想如果是你欠了这个信用卡公司100万，然后信这个利息是20%，你收到一个信用卡公司的信，在上面的话就警告说是你必须马上还完。
But then you turn around and you write your check to make the payment.
然后你开始是就你被去写付款的支票。
It doesn't make sense because it's paid in full, but you're trying to make a payment. And a lot of Christians do that with their sin. It's already paid for. Stop trying to make up for it. Ask for forgiveness and move forward.
就是刚才说是说你说的信用卡的公司上面已经写你的欠了100万账，就完完全全已经付掉了。这样的话你就不需要自己再付了。很多基督徒。因为是耶稣基督已经赦免我们，经他的受死和复活已经赦免我们所有的罪，我们基督徒还活在罪里面。
Bible is full of people who messed up. I mean, consider Abraham. He lied. He was an idolater, and yet God used him as father of faith.
圣经里有很多这样的犯罪的人，但神却大大的使用。我们知道信心之父亚伯拉罕，他就是这样。
Anybody here lied about your wife, telling people that's your sister?
我不知道有没有这样的人，或是。说是，就是说说这样的假话，说你的太太是你的姊妹。
You're doing pretty okay, right? I mean, Moses killed somebody. He was a murderer, and yet God used him to free His people from Egypt.
就是摩西是一个杀人犯，但是神却使用他带领着以色列人出了埃及。
John Mark, the author of the Gospel of Mark, he was a quitter because in the middle of a mission, he quit and he left.
John Mark 就是马可福音的作者，他是一个。就是逃避者，他在一个和保罗的福音的这个旅途中，他自己就自己跑掉。
Paul killed Christians, and yet God reclaimed him, and he wrote majority of the New Testament.
保罗，使徒保罗，他迫害了基督徒，但是神却大大使用他，让他写了这个新约大部分的经文。
Do you see a pattern there? God doesn't just forgive us; He reclaims us, and He uses us for His greatness.
我们看到这样有一个这个神使用的这个的法则，它不仅仅只是赦免我们的罪，它还会使用我们。
Let me share one more verse with us, and then we'll have communion today. It comes from Psalm 32. It says, "Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin."
诗篇三十二章五节说：“我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的罪恶。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。”
Some of us need that first step and stop hiding, and just be honest with God and let Him know today before we take the communion.
哦，我们中间有些人还在停留第一步，我们一定要迈出第一步，就是向神承认我们自己的罪。
Others of us need that second step to actually believe that guilt is gone. And you can live in the freedom that God gives us. Don't wait 10 years to do that. That's available to you today.
我们有些人是生活在第二步里面，我们虽然是向神认了罪，但是我们好像仍在受罪的这个重担。我们不需要再等十年，我们今天就可以在生活在神的恩典的自由里面。
Imagine your son comes to you and says, Dad, I am so sorry I did that. And you forgive him.And then he goes upstairs to his room and he bangs his head on the wall. I can't forgive myself. Wouldn't you be mad at him?
你可以设想这样的场景，就是说你的孩子说，父亲，我做错了事情，求你赦免我。你赦免你的孩子，结果你的孩子就转身回到楼上他的卧室里面，开始用他的头来撞墙，说，我无法原谅我自己。
Grace is not a theory. Grace is a way of life that God has given us, and He says He loves us, and we are called to live.Because of that love, not because we want that love.
就是恩典不是一个理论，恩典是我们要活活生生把它生活出来。我们的恩典是因为在恩典里面，我们可以真正的活出神的荣耀。
And this morning, before we take the communion, let us come before the Lord and make confessions where it's necessary, experience the freedom where He is offering to us, and leave this place free.You know, a lot of Christians, they come into the church with burden. They confess and lay it down. And when they leave, you know what they do? They pick that back up and they go out with it. Don't do that. Leave your guilt and shame and everything at the cross. And when you leave this room today, be free knowing that you're loved and you're forgiven. Amen?
Amen.
Let me pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. The grace of God is so amazing. None of us deserve it. And yet, God, you give it to us.Because of your love and because of that love, you placed your son Jesus Christ on the cross. And today, this morning, we celebrate that, knowing that we are forgiven and loved, and knowing that you are on your way to gather us. So in remembrance of you, we commit our hearts to you once again and take these elements with full of hope that one day we will be like Christ, even as we struggle through this one.We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I want to remind us that the communion is for those who believe. And the wine represents the blood of Jesus Christ, and the bread represents the body that was broken for us to pay for the sin. And when we take of these elements, we participate in the community of God. And I pray that our hearts are made right before God before we take these elements. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ,This table is not for you, not because we're being mean to you, but because we want to remind you that Christ loves you. And I pray that one day you will come to know Christ as all of us do.